7:35 on this Thursday morning on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and we have been discussing the last several days the Kerwin Commission. How much is it really going to cost us? Joining us now is a Delegate Brian Chisholm. He's representing the 31st District, wrote a piece in the Pasadena Voice the other day regarding his concerns and reservations about the $32 billion price tag. Delegate, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sean and Bruce.
Good morning, Delegate.
All right, so specifically, what are your concerns? I mean, we're all concerned about the price tag, but you have kind of dug deep into this thing, and you've got a couple of concerns of areas that could end up costing us a lot more.
Well, I think I've more than just a couple concerns, but let's just break down what the Kerwin Commission is actually asking for. And number one is teacher salary increases up to 10% by 2024. And, of course, they throw that out there to kind of keep the teachers happy, but it's to restructuring their workday. So it's not to lower the teacher to student ratio. And that comes directly from my superintendent, and it came directly from Dr. Kerwin to me in a committee hearing. So 80% of the day for a teacher is spent in the classroom right now. They want to reduce that to 60% for doing paperwork and things outside of the classroom. And they also want to use the money for all-day pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds, which really puts a lot more stress on the system, in my opinion, because we don't have room for them as it is right now, and it just adds more teachers to a union and to their pension system that's obviously already got enough stress on it.
Delegate Chisholm, if I might, what you're talking about with all-day daycare, you're talking about building new facilities as well as everything else.
Yeah, and I started looking at that, and I'm like, well, what's the real goal here? Because right now we pay, you know, on average $7,244 per student in state funding, and then the counties match it, and there's different formulas for that, but on average it's just below $15,000 per student. They want to increase that to $9,180 or $18,000 per student when you do the formula between state and county. And I saw Baltimore City is going to be up to $28,000 per student by 2030.
That's insane.
So it is insane. And look, if we really cared about the student, that money should follow the student then. So if the kids that really do want to learn, and the thing that really bothered me, and I asked Dr. Kerwin this directly about charter schools and school choice, he said, well, it's in the Kerwin Commission. And that saddens me because it's nowhere in there. And the fact that he didn't know that is really, you know, it's bothersome to me. And so we're looking at state funding as one problem. And we're going to tax everything that moves now from, you know, from services. And I know you guys are going to go to get into that a little bit later. But this is going to put so much pressure on the counties.
Yeah, absolutely.
Funding formulas.
We're talking with Delegate Brian Chisholm again about the Kerwin Commission price tag. You, in your piece in the Pasadena Voice, you raised a couple of concerns about ESOL, English as a second language students, and students that are eligible for free and reduced meals. And you made the point that, again, you seem to believe that this is going to incentivize schools to recruit and or attract more of these types of students in order to get more money. Is that correct? Do I have that correct?
Correct. So here's the actual numbers. So we have 900,666 students from what I checked on the chart this morning. We have 333,377 of them receive free meals right now. There's another 51,000 get reduced meals. That's 42.69% of all students in the state of Maryland get free or reduced meals. Now, I looked up the poverty chart. We have 13.3% poverty in the state of Maryland, across the state of Maryland. Now, look, my dad was a bricklayer, and I was basically a brick carrier for the first part of my life, so I'm kind of a simple man, but I can do simple math. If we have 42.8% of our students getting free or reduced meals, and we're at a poverty level, and we're the second lowest poverty level in the country, something doesn't add up to me. And the counties are going to start to look at these things and figure out, how are we going to ask the state for more money because we can't afford it in our county budgets? And then it brings in the English as a second language.
Mr. Chisholm, I did the math. That means that over the poverty level, that the proposal in the Kerwin Commission is we provide a school food for 29% of the population who are not poverty-stricken. Where does family obligation come in here? I mean, is not somewhere the obligation for mom and dad to make sure that kids have a decent breakfast, and for mom and dad over the poverty level to say, hey, we can take care of your lunch. I mean, you'll like bologna sandwiches, but you know what? You'll get by.
Yeah. Look, and, you know, I don't want to be the harsh guy in the street. I'm not saying kids that are really hungry, we don't find ways. But we're talking about $3,000 per student in the state of Maryland, which equals $16.48 per student per day for meals. If you gave them $10, I bet you they could probably do better than what we're doing in the school system. I just think the numbers are being played with. I really do. I don't know how exactly they're doing it, but that number is astounding to me. That, and I think it's going to get worse. And then when you look at English as a second language, we're talking about another, let me give you that, it's 84,121 students in the state of Maryland require English as a second language, which means those counties get extra money for each one of those students. Now there's 26,787 in Montgomery County, 26,614 in Prince George's County. There's 7,642 in Baltimore County, up 11%. Anne Arundel County is up 10% since last year. Now look, the Hispanic and the immigrant community can be some of the hardest working, freedom seeking, family based, loving people in the world, but we need to weed out the brutal killers and those that are only here to dominate and destroy the lives of others. And when I see these numbers, and there's a trend with those counties I just indicated to you, they're all almost considered sanctuary cities. So are we incentivizing people to cover the school bill by increasing free and reduced meals for people and increasing English as a second language? It's just a simple question.
That's a very good point. I've got about a minute left, to delegate, and now we find out that there's a bill that's going to be introduced today that is going to tax services, legal, accounting, engineering, et cetera. We all know who's going to pay for that, don't we?
Absolutely. So we're getting less and less people in the state of Maryland paying for everything else, and eventually it will break. Kerwin always points to Massachusetts as being this great education, but guess what's happening in Massachusetts? All of those people are now going to New Hampshire, and the same thing's going to happen in Maryland. They're going to seek other places. Money will always follow the path of least resistance, and eventually it will all leave here if you keep taxing everybody.
Delegate, thank you very much for being with us. Delegate Brian Chisholm, good piece, and we'll post it, the Pasadena Voice. Brian, we'll post this piece for you on our website and have it up within the next 5 minutes or so. Thank you very much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being on.